Peace, peace, world. It's good, man. We back. It's your guy Cliff. Another episode. Everything is copacetic. You know what I mean? It's been a minute, so it's dope to be back. You know what I mean? Just chopping it up. And this one is like for real, just me just talking. And it's cool to be able to have a platform to do that. Making some observations on things that are happening throughout the nation. Really just in my neighborhood, you know what I mean? Hey, yo, speaking of neighborhood, man, just in case you are checking this out for the first time and you're not up on it, man, I do a weekly radio show from Portland, Oregon, called Welcome to the Neighborhood. Every Saturday night, I do it on a local radio station, X-Ray FM. And last night, I had a chance to chop it up with T. Lucas. It's crazy, man. You know, I've been doing radio in Portland now for a minute, and have really worked to support the local Portland music scene, specifically the local Portland hip-hop scene, R&B scene, soul scene, you know what I mean, as best I can. But recently, man, it's been crazy. I shouldn't say recently. It's been a minute. I've actually had an opportunity to build with a lot of cats from outside the Northwest. And the last couple of weeks, the DMV in particular. So last night, I chopped it up with a cat named T. Lucas, dope MC, old school style, like definitely in my wheelhouse. So it was dope to be able to chop it up with him and talked about a single. What up, my guy B, Hip Hop Food Spot in the building. What's good, man? Yeah, I'm just on here. I'm on here chatting. This is the Everything is Copacetic podcast, man, where I just get a chance to, you know what I mean, just chill, man. But B is a homie, man, from San Diego. He's supported the things that I've done with DJ Cliff Productions. Looking forward to, as things continue to open up and we get to build in person. But I appreciate you, Doc, for real. T. Lucas, what's good, man? I was just talking about you, bruh. You know what I mean? This is the Everything is Copacetic podcast. T. Lucas just jumped on the Twitch. Man, I was just telling the folk, man, how it was dope to have you on the show last night and just giving folk, giving them the heads up that the album is getting ready to drop the test. So we talked about that. Be on the look for the WTTN Guest Revisited podcast. And you get an opportunity to hear the interview in case you missed it with T. Lucas. I'll be dropping that within the next week. But yeah, and my guy Mark Perkins was good jumping on the Twitch. I see you, homie. Appreciate you tapping in to the Everything is Copacetic podcast. So like I said, man, it's been cool to be able to build with cats even from outside the region and just expand the reach of what we do with radio. And it's funny, though. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to keep it 100. So I've done, you know, this is a new podcast that I started. And so I get caught up in it a little bit myself. But, you know, Cliff Notes is the podcast that I've been doing for 6 or 7 years now. And it's funny to me, man, to just watch, like, everybody got podcasts now. And I understand that during the pandemic, people don't have nothing to do. But, I mean, like professional athletes and actors and actresses and, like, everybody got a podcast. It's just it's very funny. It's cool. There's some great people are making great content out there. You know what I mean? But it's interesting to watch how people are using their platforms to do whatever. And it's become so commercial. You know, when podcasting first started, one of the things that was dope about it was you really got to hear these conversations with folk. And now you can't listen to a podcast without having the commercials drop in. And I ain't gonna lie, you might hear an ad or two on some of the DJ Cliff production stuff, but it's funny to watch it grow. You know what I mean? How podcasts has become such a normal part of how we rock. When I'm going to my 9 to 5, I drive quite a bit, and I definitely have my podcast lists of joints that I listen to. There's definitely some great content out there. So yeah, man, big ups to everybody who's tapped into the radio show and like I said, all of the cats from the East Coast and who've been reaching out and I've had an opportunity to build with and share my platforms. And And yeah, it's been really, really dope. The homie T. Lucas was talking about how everybody's new personal social media outlet to the world and express their views, man, is podcasting. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And I think it's good. I think it's dope. I'm gonna have to check out Amanda Diva Got a Dope Podcast. I'm gonna have to look into that, B. I think it's good. I think it's crazy too, though, sometimes, because podcasting is unfiltered, you know, and like this one, like the Everything is Copacetic podcast. This is really me. This is my perspective. A lot of what I do with DJ Cliff Productions has been to support other folk and provide platforms for other folk and let them tell their stories and this, that, and the third. But this is purely me. Like biased opinions, you know what I mean? This is Cliff. So yeah, man, you know, like I said, I'm a member of that too. I finished Welcome to the Neighborhood last night, got off the air just in time to see that the Trailblazers did their thing in Denver, which was dope. They won game one. Shout out to Dame Lillard. Shout out to Melo, who put up numbers. It was so cool to see them cats get game one in Denver. I'm cautiously optimistic, you know, that they're going to be able to get this first series. It's going to be a tough road. You know what I mean? It's going to be a tough road, but it's going to be dope to see if they're able to get out of the first round and then move forward. This team is definitely been fun to watch this season. This shortened season is crazy season. It's been dope to see them turn things up in the latter part of the season. Things were looking rough for a while, you know what I mean? And I didn't even know, like at a point I was like, man, are they even going to make the play-in game, let alone making the regular playoffs? So it was dope to see them do that, make the playoffs, get out there. And one of the things that was crazy was at the end of the season, you know, when they played, they were really putting up points on cats, and they really put up points on Denver. And I was like, ah, man, maybe Denver was just kind of holding back, kind of satisfied with where they were. And then in game one, they were really going to show out. And I think Denver did a dope job based on the box scores. I didn't get to see the game, but Portland put up numbers. So I'm, like I said, cautiously optimistic. Hopefully they're going to be able to run this first series, come out of the first round, and then it definitely doesn't get any easier. Definitely doesn't get any easier. I was looking past this, man. I was looking to next season and talking about, you know, what are they going to do next season with the coaching staff? What are they going to do next season with the squad? But it's dope to be able to really just really look at what's happening now and who they have now, who's putting up work. And yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting, man. It's definitely exciting. So game two is coming up. We'll see what happens. You know, we'll see what happens. Other things, B. So I have another brand, Fitness is a Habit, that's really, man, I created it, to be honest with you, I created it for me. You know, I created it for me because I needed to have a way to tap in, to be consistent, but also to look for a community to build as I'm just trying to do better with my wellness, man, my physical wellness, my spiritual wellness, my mental wellness. And so I created Fitness as a Habit, which has been really cool, you know. I've been spending more time trying to get out and get my runs in. I did an event. It was dope to be able to do a live run a few weeks ago up here in the Northwest. Did just a little 5K, you know, nothing major, just trying to get out and get my legs back under me. And the live events are cool for me. People be like, man, I wouldn't pay to go run. I just go run on my own. And I do, like, I went out and got a little bit of a run in this morning, which is dope. But, you know, for me, if I'm gonna put money down, then I know I'm gonna get my training on. And then being out there has been dope, being a part of some of these events, man. And just the people that I see out there on their health program themselves, and it can be motivating, you know, having a chance to see people who are not necessarily able-bodied, but just out there putting in work, man. So it was dope. The last one that I did up here, I won my category, you know. Now, mind you, I am in a different age bracket than I used to be, so there is that. But still, man, to be able to win that for me is big, because like, I haven't been a runner all my life. I only been running for like 6 years or so. So it's very motivational, you know, it's very encouraging, but it's cool to be able to do those types of things and then tell my story and then hopefully have that be inspirational to other people as well, you know? So, yeah, man, I'm on the journey. Fitness is a Habit is my brand. There's a Instagram page. There's a Fitness is a Habit website. And like I said, it's about, you know, I think when we think about fitness, oftentimes we think about physical fitness, right? But I've learned just from being a human being on this planet and through my 9 to 5 that fitness is also spiritual, you know, it's also mental. And for me, having that combination, focusing in on that combination of things helps to keep me balanced. And I think that balance is important. I think that if we focus on being balanced, those are the ways that we do better. You know what I mean? That's how we can live a whole life, for not only for ourselves, but for like our family, for our, you know, employers or whoever it may be, man. So I'm on my fitness, and it's dope to be able, like I said, share the story with people, share the journey with people, hopefully share the encouragement with people, you know, let people know that, like, for real, like, if I can do it, then anybody can do it. So it's been definitely dope to have those times of success. And then looking forward to, I've signed up for another live event coming up a little bit later this year that I'm, you know, we'll see. I'm training for that one right now. I've done like 3 half marathons, and I was going to do the Portland half before the pandemic jumped off, and obviously that shut everything down. And so at this stage, I don't know if I'm really gearing up for another half. We'll see. I'm gonna do a quarter marathon, I think, in July. But yeah, man, just on the journey, just looking for ways, seeking ways to you know, to do better, be better, and just be around longer, so I could do stuff like, you know, do stuff like podcasting and radio shows and DJing and that sort of thing. Another thing that I'm really looking forward to, people who are tapped in, you probably already know this, people who are tuning in for the first time, maybe who don't really know a lot about the things that I do or the things that are going on in the Northwest and Portland specific. I rock with a cat who goes by the name of DJ OG1, David Jackson, who happens to be an activist in the city. He's done a lot in the city of Portland for a lot of years, and he's really the homie. And several years ago, he and a mutual homie who went by the name of Starchild, rest in peace, passed away. He lost a battle with cancer. It was pretty sudden. It was crazy, too, because it wasn't like he had been sick for a minute. But there was a real disconnect in the city between the city officials and the Portland hip hop community. And the disconnect was, it had really manifested itself in shows being shut down or venues not wanting to host hip hop shows, and sort of this sense that, you know, that there was danger to it, whatever. And so Starchild and OG started having these meetings with the city, which was dope, because out of that, the city recognized that a lot of the things that they thought were true were actually not true. And OG and Star found out that a lot of the things that the Portland hip hop community thought were true in terms of the way the city was targeting them weren't true. Now, there were some truths mixed in, but it wasn't, you know, it never is what you think it is until you have a chance to have a conversation with somebody. I mean, and that, I think that's probably one of the biggest takeaways from that situation, is just, we got to talk to one another, man. We got to talk to people. We can't just assume that everything that we think, everything that's happening in our mind is truth. Maybe it is, but until we are willing to sit down and have a conversation, you know, like people say, come to the table. Man, a lot of times we realize everything that we think is true is not actually true, right? So at any rate, they had these meetings, and the city picked a date, and they proclaimed it as Portland Hip Hop Day, which was dope. And so the mayor read this proclamation, and then OG and Star put together an event, and they had a show right in front of the city hall, which was so dope. They had performances, OG DJed, there was breakdancers out there. It was really, really cool. And they did that for a couple years right there in front of City Hall. And then after Star passed away, OG continued it. And I've had an opportunity to sort of help and support that event. And with support of the community and the community embracing it, It's actually expanded now from Portland Hip Hop Day to Portland Hip Hop Week, which is so cool. And so the first time that that it was Portland Hip Hop Week, there were events all over the city. The situation is set up now where instead of it being one event that's just curated by a group, there are standards that are being asked to be met, and anybody can do an event, and then you can have it having an officially sanctioned event as a Portland Hip Hop Week event. So that's kind of the history to that. Well, obviously in 2020, we couldn't do that because of, COVID-19. But in 2021, man, I'm excited. I'm excited because it's coming back as things are opening up and as people are able to gather once again. August 20th through August the 26th of 2021 is Hip Hop Week. And so there's a couple of events that have been announced. I know that DJ OG1 has announced that the Star Awards is going down on August the 26th. And then I am going to do a mic check event, and I'm so psyched. I'm so excited, B, to do this mic check event that's going to go down on, I don't know if I've announced it yet. So this might be some exclusive situation right now. But it's going to be August the 20th. So it's kicking off Hip Hop Week. I'm doing a mic check event. The lineup is going to be ridiculous. I'm so really humbled, almost, to a certain degree, and honored to be able to have the folk on the bill that we've got, still putting the lineup together. But man, it's to be able to come back and do a mic check event and have the artists on the bill who I've got on the bill thus far, people who it's just gonna be crazy. It's gonna be so, so dope. And I know a lot of times people like promote this, that, and the third, but know this about me, man. Like, doing the mic check situation, just like the radio show, just like the Cliff Notes podcast, I mean, this is for the love, man. I'm really doing this for the love of the art, for the love of hip hop, for an opportunity to provide platforms. I'm not your typical promoter, you know what I mean? I'm not the guy who's, oh, I'm gonna put on this show to try to get money. Man, know this. DJ Cliff Productions, every year for me is a loss. It's a huge loss, a financial loss, a time loss. But I do it because the one thing that I do gain from it is the love. And so, it's, for me, it's not about trying to put on a show to make money. It's about trying to put on a show to just support the scene, to grow the scene, to provide opportunities for the scene. And that's what I'm really excited about, to be able to do this show that we're doing and to show the people, to provide the people entertainment and really see real hip hop, what I believe is real hip hop. Super excited for that. What up, Mona? I see you. I appreciate you from Hawaii tapping in. But yeah, man, excited to be able to present this opportunity for folk to see individuals who I think truly represent the art of hip hop. And it's going to be dope. So it's going down August the 20th. More information I will be releasing as we continue to lock things down in terms of venue. We used to do mic check at the White Eagle. McMinnum is White Eagle. This event will not be at the White Eagle. When Star was alive, man, we used to have these conversations of growing mic check into an event that would be so big that we had to move it from the White Eagle. Well, strange how things happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say much more than that. But no, it's going down August the 20th. Super excited. Finalizing the lineup. Seeking out sponsorships. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I do it for the love, and a lot of this stuff comes out of my pocket. And my wife has been supportive, but you know. So right now, looking for folk to help sponsor the event so we can put money in these artists' pockets. But yeah, it's that's one of the things I'm really, really looking forward to. Really, really excited about this year. So stay locked in, man. More information is going to be coming probably within the next 2-3 weeks, man, because we really want to try to start pushing the promo for this thing for Hip Hop Week. So excited for that, man. I had a chance to release an episode of the Cliff Notes podcast recently. And actually, the last couple of episodes, I mean, I think all of the episodes are dope, not because of me, but because of the people I have a chance to chop it up with. But the last episode that I released was an interview that I did with an amazing, to me, legendary lyricist, legendary MC, Wordsworth. And it's available everywhere that you listen to podcasts. it's crazy, B, because I met Words, man, I don't remember how many years ago. He was up here doing a show. Shout out to my guy, Theory Has It. I was spinning for Theory, and it was a Words and Punch show, and Words went up, and like he hit me. He was like, yo, would you spin for my set? And I was like, what? Like, humbled and honored just because of who he is in terms of the history of this art form that we love, you know, rap music. And what up, Eric? I see you. Appreciate you tapping in. You know what I mean? Eric's tapped in on the Twitch. And we just been building through the years, man. After that, after being able to connect with him that evening, you know, he's done a guest spot on the Welcome to the Neighborhood, done an interview with EMC, with you know, we just supporting the art that he's put out. But to be able to sit and do a long form interview with him for the Cliff Notes podcast was dope. And the crazy thing is, I mean, the cool thing is, you know, I say the podcast is really just me having a conversation with cats, and I just happen to have a microphone on that I'm recording. And that's really what it was, you know, because we got a chance to talk about a lot of stuff, man, not just music, but life and his work that he does in educating youth and hip hop as a whole, and how he uses that as a part of the education. And it was a really, really good conversation, man. So that's the latest episode that I released with Wordsworth. It's up everywhere you listen to audio, man. You can cop it. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, like everywhere you listen to audio. I'd highly recommend that one. And then the one before that, I had a chance to do with Boom Bap Project, who are really a celebrated Northwest hip hop collective, made music for a lot of years, signed to Rhymesayers label. And they hadn't released anything as a crew in like 15 years. Well, they're about to drop an album. All three original members, DJ Trey is back with Destro Destructo and Nightclub Alang, aka Kareem. So I had a chance to do an interview with them, which was dope, to just talk about coming back together. And once again, to be a celebrated Northwest crew, for me, it's really special because of what I do in terms of supporting the Northwest music scene. So it was a really good conversation. That one also is available. Like, it's on the podcast, man. You can just go to the podcast page, which is cliffnotes.com. But yeah, those interviews are up there. But there's a whole bunch of, I want to say Wordsworth is the 100-something interview. So there's a bunch of great interviews. And again, not because of me, man, just because I've been blessed to connect with some pretty dope individuals, you know what I mean, who have great stories to tell and have done a lot of cool things in their lives. And yeah, it's been really an honor and a blessing to be able to have that platform to build with those cats. So check them out, man. Check out the Cliff Notes podcast. Like I said, wherever you listen to your podcast, as well as, of course, this one, Everything is Copacetic. I think we did the first mic check in like 2017, 2016, I think. I forget. When Star Child passed, man, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of thought that that mic check was done, because it was really his baby, it was really his vision, and I just felt blessed and honored to be able to help to curate it, man, to just be a part of that team. But I was talking to folk and found out that people were really digging what we were doing, and so to continue his legacy, decided to keep it going. And while Star was alive, man, I started recording the episodes, or recording the nights. And I was talking to somebody recently, and they were asking me about having you know, content from mic check. So I went through my hard drives, man, and I pulled up some stuff, and it's been really surreal. It's been really crazy. It's been really cool to go and listen back and listen back to some of these recordings, man. And so they just been sitting on a hard drive, and I thought, you know, I want to celebrate what we've done, not just what I hope to do moving forward with Mic Check. And there is a plan moving forward for Mic Check. It's going to look different than it did in the past. You know, we're coming back with the Hip Hop Week event. There are a lot of great regular events in the city. The Thesis, Bossing Up. The Thesis, the homie Verbs does at Kelly's Olympian. Sharissa Tyree does Bossing Up. There's some other dope hip hop events. Thirsty City does a situation, like on a regular basis. And that's what we were doing with Mic Check, man. And I think moving forward, we're gonna switch it up a little bit and create something new with it, and I'm excited for that. But at any rate, I decided I wanted people to be able to relive some of these things, man. So I posted the 3-year anniversary show. The audio from the 3-year anniversary show of Mic Check is up right now, man, and I want people to be able to go and like I said, just relive some great nights, some great performances that we were able to host. And so I have a Patreon, DJ Cliff Patreon. And you know, I've had it for a minute, you know, and wanted to put some stuff up there, but wasn't really sure. It's difficult, like, to keep it 100, man. It's difficult for me to ask people to support the movement. I'm learning how to do that, but yeah, man, it's up there now. I just posted the 3-year anniversary situation on the DJ Cliff Patreon. If you want to support what I'm doing, if you want to support, you know, the movement, DJ Cliff Productions includes the Welcome to the Neighborhood radio show. It includes The Rhythm, which is the weekly show that I do on The Numbers Portland. What up, Debbie? My sister-in-law from Hawaii. I see you. The Cliff Notes podcast, obviously. Everything is Copacetic podcast, the Mic Check live event, like all of those things are under the DJ Cliff Productions. And to be honest with you, even the Fitness is a Habit stuff, man, when it comes to the production and the broadcast, whether that's the Fitness is a Habit podcast or, you know, the website, the social media, all of that. So if you want to support it, man, you can just do that through the Patreon. And I'm going to just continue to try to put stuff up for people to tap into, put content up. You know, and I got some stuff that I want to put in people's hands too, man. I got the dope. If you're watching the live stream, man, you can see I got the dope Fitness is a Habit wristbands. And I wear this thing as a reminder to myself that fitness truly is a habit. And like I said, it's not just physical fitness, it's mental fitness, it's spiritual fitness. It's all about, you know, being whole. And I believe in this so much that I wear this every day, man. And I wanna be able to share this idea and this concept with other people, not just through the podcast and this, that, and the third, but like through physical. So I want to be able to give away these wristbands, man, for free, just for the love. So anyway, those are things that I want to be able to do and do that through the Patreon. So you can check out the Patreon, DJ Cliff, and just tap in there, man. And if you have the heart for it, then definitely support that. So yeah, it's been a minute, you know, since I jumped on here. I'm trying to do this on more of a regular basis. Like I said, man, the everything is copacetic thing. This is just me. This is just my perspective. This is my biased perspective on everything that I do on life, and I appreciate people tapping in. Like I said, I got fam tapping in from Hawaii. I got local fam tapping in. I got fam tapping in from the East Coast. I appreciate all of y'all. I love y'all all. For it makes it worthwhile to be able to do these things when. You know, when I got people who are rocking with me. So definitely appreciate that. So yeah, man, you know, go Blazers. You know, I'm rocking my Blazer fitted right now. Game 2 is coming up. It's not going to be easy. They got a fight ahead of them, man. They got a journey ahead of them for real. But confident, hopeful that they'll be able to pull this thing off, man. Tap it with me every Saturday night on X-Ray FM for Welcome to the Neighborhood. Look for the next episode of the Cliff Notes podcast. Obviously, the next episode of Everything is Copacetic. And the reason I picked the name of this podcast is Everything is Copacetic is because, you know, we just came through a crazy, crazy time. But even beyond that, man, we just look at the lives that we live and everything that's going on around us. And sometimes the burdens of life feel pretty heavy. But at the end of the day, man, I've said this for a long time. At the end of the day, everything seems to work itself out, man. And so just remember that. Take that with you today. All right, y'all. Until we have a chance to do this again, God bless you. I love you all. Peace.